This is Business Focus on KBC English Service. Business Focus, money, technology, finance, trading, and more.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Business Focus. My name is Millicent Kubai. The Central Bank of Kenya says that many Kenyans are now opting for personal loans and digital lending. According to CBK, over 50% of these borrowers take out loans for their daily expenses rather than investments or long-term projects. This comes as many Kenyans continue to struggle to keep up with the rising cost of living, forcing a growing number to rely on loans just to make ends meet. CBK noted that the purchasing power of the average citizen has declined after inflation rates rose significantly. Basic goods like food, fuel, and housing have seen an increase in prices, making life increasingly difficult, especially for those in the lower income bracket. Digital lending in Kenya has experienced significant growth, offering quick and convenient access to loans. However, this rapid expansion has also led to concerns about high interest rates, which often burden borrowers and make them default. Also, the construction sector recorded a significant 14% growth domestic product by contributing a 6.6% to the national economy. The country is set to hold a Big Five Construct Kenya Expo next week in Nairobi, where the Ministry of Lands, Public Works, Housing and Urban Development will connect over 8,000 professionals from 150 construction companies from 25 countries. Nations that will take part in the expo include China, Egypt, Germany, India, Italy, and United Arab Emirates. This year's event also highlights a diverse range of exhibitors across the full construction value chain, from building materials and concrete to digital construction and sustainable practices. The event will also help in shaping the future of the country's construction industry. On the global scene, Dutch medical devices maker Philips today lowered its sales forecast for the year due to declining demand in China, which pushed its order intake down to 2% in the third quarter. Philips now expects comparable sales to grow by 0.5% to 1.5% in 2024, down from a previous expectation of 5%. Chief Executive Roy Jacobs said the third quarter demand from hospitals and consumers in China has deteriorated. Philips, which sells products ranging from toothbrushes to medical imaging systems, said comparable sales in the third quarter were a flat $4.5 billion, missing the 2.1% growth analysts had predicted. And finally, on the commodity, we take a look at the Forex exchange, where the dollar is trading at 129 shillings, the sterling pound at 167 shillings, while the euro is trading at 139 shillings. This is according to the Central Bank of Kenya. With that, we come to the end of the Business Focus. My name is Millicent Kubai. Enjoy your afternoon.
That was Business Focus on KBC English Service.